Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the edgy electronic sound of VTG and his mesmerizing new EP, Love Is Letting Go. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. VTG is a mysteriously named songwriter and composer educated at Berklee School of Music who is forging a sound that combines the grit of rock and the alienation of electronica. This formula proves to be explosive on his latest EP, Love Is Letting Go. I had a chance to speak with VTG regarding the new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the EP Love Is Letting Go, here is VTG with I Lie Pretty.
Ooh.
From the EP Love Is Letting Go, that was VTG with I Lie Pretty. Check out the stunning music video for that song right here at rockwired.com. And visit VTG at his official website, www.vtgmusic.com. I had a chance to catch up with the artist known as VTG and talk about his music, and here's how it all went. Love Is Letting Go is an awesome EP. Great work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I feel pretty good about it. It was an interesting record to make. The previous one, So Beautiful, People Look Away, was kind of a little bit more of a smorgasbord of electronica. And Love Is Letting Go was an attempt to make a more pop rock record as opposed to an electronic industrial-esque record. And I feel pretty good about it. It was different but fun.
I see. Other than the sonics, which you say make it different, well, how about the songwriting? Was that approached differently at all?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, there was less of a free form approach and more of a traditional song structure, you know, chorus, verse, bridge, or something of that like. In my mind when I set out to write these tracks, and that was what I was hoping to convey in the end, and I feel pretty confident about it. I definitely am excited about it and how it turned out.
And in just gleaning through the press release about you, it seems like, you know, it seems like a breakup actually inspired the EP. Is that true, or was I reading too much?
Yeah, the EP is almost dead on. Most of the EP is about that. There's only one song that isn't about the breakup, and that's Clean Me Out, the last track. But I Lie Pretty, for example, was, you know, about lying in bed with this person I had been with for years and realizing while I was staring at the ceiling and not holding that person that this was over and it was time to start dealing with it.
And I love the video for it, by the way. Talk about making the video.
So the video was 2 years in the making, and that sounds like a lot because there were only two or three people working on it part-time, and it was all kind of out-of-pocket. There was no funding for that. It was all favors and out-of-pocket. I had some good friends, Bradley Furnish and Winston Good, and they did the directing and editing on that video, and at that point in time, one of them had been working with the set crew, and so we had access to a warehouse, and went about purchasing a lot of antique furniture, and or purchasing new furniture and making it look antique, and using a lot of Craigslist and fun things like that. We went through a couple of initial actresses, and then we found Jody, and she was just perfect for that particular role. And it was exciting. It was the first video I've done, so it was a lot of learning and fucking up and rolling with the punches, you know.
I see. And talk about how music began for you.
Music was something I always wanted to do as a kid. I think most people probably say that. I got a guitar when I was about 14, so I started really late. And you know, I never had a lesson up until college. And I actually went to a state school and just did video communications for a few years. And I got the opportunity to apply to Berkeley, and so I had never taken a music lesson before that. So I lied to get in. And they didn't, I don't know why, but they didn't audition me. You know, as part of the entrance exam. They ended up auditioning me after I got in, and of course I got all zeros, or all ones, whatever the lowest score you can get.
Oh.
At the time of, after musical proficiency, you know, reading notes and you know, knowing how to play chords and whatnot or anything like that. I was absolute bottom of my class, worst you can get. And my actual first real lesson for doing any music at all was at Berklee Culture Music.
At least you learned from the best. You know? You didn't learn from some uncle who only knew bar chords, you know. Like me,
That was, I mean, the bar chords I taught myself. I did some punk bands when I was a kid. For 7 or 8 years I had a band, and that was a lot of fun. And we played a couple of bigger shows that never quite really made it before we broke up. And but what's really interesting, I think, is that a lot of times people ask me, you know, how'd you write this song? And honestly, most of the time the answer is sheer force of will. I don't think of myself as a really gifted musician. But more or less, I don't really give up until it sounds the way I want it to sound. That's also some of the reason why my releases are a little bit further apart than a lot of other musicians, just because I hear things that doesn't necessarily mean I can get them to sound that way, or, you know, maybe part of the music is kind of experimenting with it along the way. So I kind of have an ass-backward writing process, and, but, you know, so far so good.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, there has been a lick of time from the first album up to this EP. So how about a follow-up? How, you know, I understand you're working on one right now. How's that coming along?
It's done. I just finished it last week.
Awesome.
And I'm going to release it in early 2011, and it's I'm going to toot my own horn, but it's fucking awesome. I'm really excited about it. It's kind of a combination of the first record and Love Is Letting Go, and it's if you took those rock songs from Love Is Letting Go and turned them over with a dance beat and made them a little harder and a little bit more kind of electro, that's where the album is. That's where the new album is. So that I'm really excited about, and I would have never gotten there if it wasn't for Love Is Letting Go. I mean,
you did sort of talk about how you go about songwriting just a little, but I'd like for you to expand on it a little more. How do you go about it? Is there a set way? Do you just sit down and do it, or is it, you know, is it inspiration, or is it something that you journal? How do you go about it?
Good question, and you know what, it kind of changes over time. It's changed now, during the Love Is Letting Go writing phase, it was a journal of lyrics that I was keeping, kind of still lamenting over having gone through that breakup, and it was something that was keeping me thinking and occasionally keeping me up at night. At that point in time, I had moved across the country and was away from everyone I knew. So I didn't really have much of an emotional backbone at that point. So I think a lot of those songs were because I was alone and didn't have anyone to talk to. I had this lyric book, and I would write in that, and then I would come to the studio space that I had access to, because I was running a little record label at the time for someone else, totally unrelated. But they had this little production room. I would come there, and the other artists weren't there when the owner wasn't there, and I would just work on guitar riffs and drum loops, and I'm heavy into electronica and that field. So I would open up and just start writing, and, you know, usually the writing that day, the musical writing that day was, just kind of the emotions coming out that I was feeling at that point in time, and I would generally write these loops, and I would come up with one I liked, and then I would try and pair it with one of the poems I'd written or something like that, and again, it was nothing like sitting down with a guitar and, like, writing lyrics and strumming chords. It was a lot more laborious and a lot more difficult of a process. I wish I could sit down with a guitar and make up lyrics and strum the chords at the same time. I'd give anything for that. But it was kind of like this hodgepodge thing where I had these feelings from these poems, and I had these feelings from these songs, or parts of songs that I was writing. And, you know, I'd flip through the pages, and eventually, you know, the emotions would line up, and then that would be that particular song. I Like Pretty, I had written probably 6 months prior to putting the words to it. And of course, when you put the words to something, it then goes back and changes the song again too. So after I put the words to it, I went back and kind of rearranged the song a little bit, changed some of the instruments, and at a later date, kind of finalized it up. And that was kind of how that album, I think maybe some of the softer songs are the ones that came a little bit more natural to me.
Visit VTG at his official website, www.vtgmusic.com. From the EP Love Is Letting Go, here is VTG once again with She Kills Me.
She regrets her skin while she lets me in. I keep pushing her down. Warm regret tells me while she stares at me. I keep pushing her down.
What other songs off the EP resonate for you the most, and why? I mean, I understand it's only six songs, but you know.
Yeah, all of them have a special kind of place in my heart, just because they're all so part of an experience for me. The one song that isn't actually about the breakup was "Clean Me Out," and that was about watching my grandmother die. She passed from cancer, and I was sitting with her in her bedroom. She raised me, so I was sitting with her in her bedroom, and she had been unconscious for quite a while. She just kind of sprung to one evening, and it was just me and her in the room. All the rest of the family had, you know, been asleep or somewhere else, and there was just a little light on, and her, and she sprung to, and it was really weird, really bizarre. because she had been almost lifeless before this. And she looked at me and she said, "You know what? When I get to heaven, I'm gonna play guitar for you in heaven. I'm gonna sing you a song." And then we chuckled a bit, and of course I started crying. And by the time I had finished crying, she had gone back into a coma, and I never spoke to her again.
Oh wow. And with this forthcoming album, I mean, is the songwriting equally as cathartic as on this EP?
You know, it's always cathartic, but the forthcoming album is actually a lot more of me having fun and trying to get that across. It's a lot more playful, I guess would be a good way to put it. So, the super kind of darkness that there is, at least when I listen to it, that's why I said when I listen to Love's Letting Go, is there, but not in the same it's not in the same obvious manner. So the lyrics are more playful. It's supposed to be danced to. So it retains that kind of mostly guitar driven vibe, but there's a lot more dance there. And for that type of music, I think that something that's more playful and fun fit it. And I didn't really choose that to happen, it just did. That's what came out when I started writing that album. I'm sure a lot of that came from, I met another person at that point in time, and I was a little bit happier. So I think that comes out, and there's some playful innuendos in there, and just private jokes and things like that. But there's still a few songs that have a kind of a little bit more poignancy, if that's a word.
Have there been any reactions to Love Is Letting Go that have surprised you?
In what way?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you had set out to, you know, convey a certain message and someone, you know, responded with something else.
Sure. It happens all the time with songs. I'm trying to think of a particular scenario. I think, and I kind of anticipated this actually, so it's really not a great answer, but when people hear the music, they don't really know. I think they're a little confused as to what type of music it is, or how to label it, or what genre it might be in, and that's always kind of been a pain point for me when I write music. I'll talk to goth industrial people, I'll talk to rock people, I'll talk to, you know, indie people, and it seems like no one really knows how to explain it. Maybe that's a little more obvious when you listen to both albums back to back, but I think that's always shocked me, is when people come up to me and they're like, "Oh yeah, that's a really rocking album," and then I'll speak to someone else and they'll be like, "That's not a rock album, that's an industrial album." So I think trying to kind of fit it into a genre per se would be where I've always kind of gotten perplexed myself, and other people have kind of said that as well.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this EP?
I think what I would love someone to get out of that is, it's like anything. I mean, I don't want to say that music is art, because that's retarded, but but I hope that when people listen to it, it gives them something in their head that they can relate to, right? That's what I listen for. When I listen to music, bands that inspire me, they take me somewhere. And, Jesus, if I could do half that, then that would be all I'd ask for.
Visit VTG at his official website, www.vtgmusic.com. From the EP Love Is Letting Go, here is VTG once more with Infection.
Kill me down. I've got a weakness.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to VTG for his time and, more importantly, his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Be sure and check out VTG at his official website, www.vtgmusic.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.